الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة فيها كتب قيمة وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيم الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن شاء الله after remaining salah, درس القرآن تفسير will be taking place إن شاء الله. All brothers are reminded to stay behind and benefit from the program إن شاء الله.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Those brothers that have completed their salah, requested to come forward, minding those that are still reading their salah. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستغفر ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون إن الذين يغضون أصواتهم عند رسول الله أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد الحمد لله through the فضل of Allah سبحانه وتعالى we began the تفسير of سورة الحجرات last week. Last week, we discussed the matter with regards to proceeding in matters in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam without permission. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tuqaddimu bayna yadi Allahi wa rasuli, wattaqullah, that do not proceed, O believers, do not proceed with matters in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wattaqullah, fear Allah, inna Allah samiyun alim. Verily Allah is all hearing and all knowing. Going back to the same incident, as we mentioned that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu both went into a discussion whilst Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the process of deciding on a matter regarding the Banu Tamim tribe that came to see Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to decide who should be the leader of the Banu Tamim tribe. And we discussed that Umar radiallahu anhu and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had both begun to discuss this amongst themselves. Hence the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse of the Quran on the basis of adab and respect in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whilst this discussion was taking place between Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, because there was a disagreement between them, the conversation went out of hand. And it went out of hand to such an extent that they started to raise their voices at each other in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, immediately after that, O believers, La tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi, that do not raise your voices in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do not raise your voices above the voice of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So adab number one is that not to proceed in matters in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst the matter is still being thought of, unless Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given permission to do so, then it's a different situation. And secondly, adab number two is that do not raise your voices in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of respect for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani Allah Ta'ala goes on to say, وَلَا تَجْهَرُ لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ. So one adab number two is that don't raise your voices in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَا تَجْهَرُ لَهُ, and do not speak to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also in such a manner, بِالْقَوْلِ, in such a manner, كَجَهْرِ بَعْدِكُمْ لِبَعْدِ, the way you speak to each other, like how a friend would, how friends would speak to each other, بِتَكَلُّفِ, right, and in loud voices sometimes, joking sometimes. Don't even speak to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam like this. Speak with adab and respect. Further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an admonition for this. أَن تَحْبَتَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ, it should not be that your deeds get wiped out. A very serious admonition over here. أَن تَحْبَتَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ, it should not be by doing this that your deeds get wiped out. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, in such a condition that you are not even aware. You are not even aware. The Mufassirin explain a few things over here, which inshallah, through the tawfiq of Allah and the help of Allah, I will try to explain. First adab we discussed is not to discuss anything in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a matter. Number two is not to raise the voice, our voices, in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And number three is not to even talk loosely or casually with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself directly, like how friends would probably speak to each other. The question over here is that أَن تَحْبَتَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ, it should not be that your amal, your deeds, get wiped out. Now, regarding the deeds getting wiped out, there's only one thing in Sharia that wipes out somebody's deeds. And that is that if a person was to resort to kufr, yani going out of the fold of Islam, وَمَنْ يَرْتَدِدْ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ, that person who goes out, decides to leave Islam, فَيَمُتْ, and he or she passes away in that condition, وَوَ كَافِرٌ, and he or she has become a kafir, فَأُولَٰئِكَ حَبِتَتْ أَعْمَالٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, for these people, their amal, their deeds are wiped out. So this particular aspect of Habte amal, where amal, deeds become wiped out, pertains to actually somebody going out of the fold of Islam. That if they go out of the fold of Islam, all their deeds that they've done in their life, whatever Hajj they've done, whatever Umrah they've done, whatever Salah they've done, whatever charity they've done, everything becomes wiped out. Everything becomes wiped out. So the question over here is that if habte amal, the wiping out of deeds, is related to kufr, a person going out of the fold of Islam, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this over here? What the Sahaba kiram, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, what they have done is something which is khilaf-e adab, is something which is disrespectful in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not an act of kufr. So why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this over here? The Mufassirin explain, the commentators of tafsir, And amongst them, one is Sheikh Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali. He explains in his Bayan al-Quran, and Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Rahmatullah Ali also explains the same thing in a bit more detail in his Ma'riful Quran. That number one, we need to understand over here that Habte Amal, just remember this phrase for the moment, Habte Amal, yani wiping of deeds, okay? We say that it relates to kufr, when a person goes out of the fold of Islam. Habte Amal over here is to do with a person that, what is that person who is a Muslim, okay, a person with Iman, and they go in the presence of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with the intention, intentionally, to cause inconvenience to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. To cause inconvenience to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam intentionally can lead to a person's amal being wiped away. Why? Because the inconvenience and the hurt that has been caused to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam whilst in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For example, sometimes when elders are talking, or somebody is talking and somebody else in between speaks without the need to speak, it is annoying. It is annoying. So similarly is the situation over here, that if somebody intentionally speaks in the presence of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and with the intention of causing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam inconvenience, this can be a means of that person's amal being wiped out. But how is the question? So Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explains that by causing the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam inconvenience, this hurtful feeling that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has felt, the result of this hurtful feeling, that person will be void and deprived of doing good deeds. That person will be deprived of doing good deeds to such an extent that it can lead that person towards kufr and lead that person towards going out of the fold of Islam and dying without iman. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi, in his Tafsir of Qurtubi, explains just the way he explained the beginning verse of the surah, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yaday Allahi wa rasuli, that do not proceed in matters before Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam when a matter is still yet to be decided. This pertains to the ulama, which we explained last week as well, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not in our presence now. The Quran is here until the day of Qiyamah. So how does this verse apply in today's time? So the same with Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yaday Allahi wa rasuli, what we discussed last week, and Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatukum fawqa sawti an-nabi, that do not raise your voices above the voice of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, means it pertains to also the ulama nowadays. Because in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that innamal ulama warathatul anbiya, that the ulama are the inheritors of the prophets. Ulama are the ones that hold the knowledge of the Quran, hold the knowledge of the hadith, hold the knowledge of fiqh, hold the knowledge of adab. Under the circumstances, because the ulama are the leaders of the community and they hold that place as wirathat, as inheritors from the prophets, they demand the same respect and adab in today's time also. They demand the same adab and respect in today's time also. Being in the presence of the ulama is to make sure that we don't raise our voices in the presence of the ulama unnecessarily. And this pertains to our children that attend madrasas also. Okay, we can understand the young ones, they are still small, they are being nurtured, right? But we find that sometimes many elder students as well, right? When it comes to adab and respect in front of their teachers are ulama, their apas are alimas, right? And the way they speak to them, the manner in which they speak to them, the manner in which they correspond with them, the essence of adab and respect is not there. And this goes against these verses of the Quran, my friends. This is what we need to teach our children at home also, ourselves also, when we are in the presence of ulama, mashaykh, and the ulama go as far as to say that even when we have gone for ziyarah at the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the same verse applies over here also. La tarfu aswatum fawqa sawti an-nabi, that when you are in the presence of the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that time also do not raise your voice. But make salam with adab and respect. Do not say things in such a way that would create disrespect being in the presence of the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these things are very important. Antahbat a'malukum. It should not be that we disrespect the ulama, the mashaykh, and as a result of this, it's a means of us being deprived of doing good amal, and this deprivation will lead us towards kufr eventually. This particular thing is called taqaddur. That hurtful feeling that a person gets inside their heart is called taqaddur. And when this hurtful feeling is developed inside, or happens inside the heart of somebody like an alim or the mashaykh, or like in the case of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that affects our lives, my friends. That affects our lives. When it is expected that a young child is expected to speak respectfully to their father, or to their mother, or to their grandparents, then how is it possible that we should be disrespectful in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Sahaba kiram, Ridwan ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, as mentioned previously also, right? They were made to do certain things as a means of lessons for us, and for the people to come right until the day of the Muslims to come right until the day of Qiyamah. Otherwise, the Sahaba are as-sahabatu kulluhum adulun, that the Sahaba are all just, and all they are radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the circumstances of revelation regarding this particular verse about raising the voice in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is said that there was one Sahabi, Thabit ibn Qais radiyallahu anhu, Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas, a very prominent Sahabi. He naturally had a loud voice. Now, some people naturally have a loud voice, and it's not their fault. It is just within the system. Their DNA is like that. So when this verse was revealed, he became very shaken up. And as a result of this, he stayed at home. He stayed at home and he was crying. That how can I go in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? My voice is naturally loud. And as a result of this, I am a Jahannami. I will end up in Jahannam. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam noticed that Thabit ibn Qais radiyallahu anhu has not been frequenting the masjid. So after inquiring, one of the Sahaba, I can't remember his name now, Sa'd ibn Waqqas radiyallahu anhu, I think, if I can remember correctly, he said that I live next to Thabit ibn Qais radiyallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed him to find out what's happening, why is he not coming to the masjid for salah. And he went to Thabit ibn Qais radiallahu anhu's house, knocked on the door, and he was invited in, and he asked him that what's going on, and he was crying, why are you crying, what's the problem? And he said that this verse of the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tarfu aswatum fawqa sawti an-nabi, has shaken me up. I naturally have a loud voice. How can I go now in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So this Sahabi went back to the masjid and informed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as to the reason why Thabit ibn Qais radiallahu anhu is not attending the masjid. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam summoned Thabit ibn Qais radiallahu anhu and said, tell Thabit to come and see me. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him that this particular verse of the Quran does not apply to you because this is not your fault. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him assurance that he is not a Jahannami and he will go to Jannah. He will go to Jannah. So this is now Basharat from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is glad tidings from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After this incident took place, after this guftagu, this conversation took place between Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Thabit ibn Qais radiallahu anhu, the Sahaba Kiram Ridwanat alayhim ajma'in used to look at Thabit ibn Qais with pride that, look, this is a man of Jannah, this is a man of Jannah, this is a man of Jannah. And as a result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then further says, Inna alladhina yaghudduna aswatakum inda Rasulillah, that verily those people that keep their voices low in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After this verse of the Quran that came down, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, from now on I will talk to you as if I am whispering to you, just to make sure that my voice does not raise above your voice. And Umar radiallahu anhu, he lowered his voice so much that at times Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to ask him that, Umar, what did you say? Umar, what did you say? So, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتُكُمْ إِنَّ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, verily those people that lower their voices in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ, they are the ones whom Allah ta'ala has filled their hearts with taqwa. With taqwa. From this verse of the Quran, we learn that to have adab also is part of taqwa, my friends. Ba adab, ba nasib. Be adab, be nasib. One who has adab, respect, is or she is fortunate. And be adab, be nasib. One who has no adab and respect, that person is unfortunate. Laysal jamalu bi athwabin tuzayyununa, balil jamalu jamalul ilmi wal adabi, walaysal yatimu kadmata waliduhu, balil yatimu balil yatimu yatimul ilmi wal adabi. The poet says very beautifully, لَيْسَ الْجَمَالُ بِأَثْوَابٍ تُزَيِّنُنَا, that beauty is not the clothes that you wear that beautify you on the outside. بَلِ الْجَمَالُ جَمَالُ الْإِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ, but beauty is the beauty of adab and ilm. When a person has adab and knowledge, that is beautiful. وَلَيْسَ الْيَتِيمُ قَدْ مَاتَ وَالِدُهُ, and an orphan is not that person who has lost their father. بَلِ الْيَتِيمُ يَتِيمُ الْإِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ, but an orphan is that person who doesn't have adab, and doesn't have respect or knowledge. So ilm and adab, my friends, ilm and adab. Our deen, the basis of our deen is ilm and adab. Apart from the fundamentals of our deen, which is tawheed, number one. Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, risala, the finality of the Prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and akhirah, believing in the akhirah. These are the main fundamentals of our deen. Apart from that, our deen is all about adab and respect. Bu'ithu li makarim al akhlaq. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I have been sent to perfect people's akhlaq. And on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment in the court of Allah, the most hadith, the most weightiest thing on the day of judgment in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be a person's akhlaq, a person's mannerism. But how can we develop this mannerism, my friends? The only way we can develop this mannerism is through understanding the Quran. When we understand the Quran and it goes into our heart, this will have an impact on our mannerisms, on our a'mal, on the way we behave. So important, our behavior is so important. That when we learn about our pious predecessors, Allama Anusha Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayhi, he had a photographic memory. Anything he would read, he would be able to put it to his mind instantaneously. And his adab and respect for his ustad was so much that if he was to sit in the same room as his ustad, and if he was reading a kitab, he would turn the page so slowly and quietly that his ustad would not even know that he has turned the page, so as not to disturb his ustad. Adab, respect. A student of knowledge was cleaning the classroom. The Ustad was passing by. The Ustad was passing by. Now, what is the demand of adab and respect there? The Ustad is passing by. He should stop and at least make salam to his Ustad. But he ignored the Ustad. As a result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not take work from him. You see how our amal have an impact on our actions. Just like committing a sin, it takes away the tawfiq and ability to do good deeds. Being disrespectful and bay adab also takes away the tawfiq of doing good deeds, my friends. Lahum maghfir. So these are the people whom Allah Ta'ala has filled their hearts with taqwa. Lahum, and what is for these people? Lahum maghfiratu wa ajrun azim. For them there is maghfira, forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a great reward in the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and I all the tawfiq to act upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alameen. Subhanahu rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamu ala al-musaleen walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا الله forgive us our sins, forgive us our major sins, forgive us our minor sins. Ya Ghafurim, Ya Allah, accept the dars of Quran, accept the listeners as well, accept myself also. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the understanding of the Quran. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq and ability to apply the Quran in our lives. Ya Ghafur Rahim, Ya Allah, any mistakes that have been made that is from myself, Ya Ghafurim, please forgive those mistakes. Ya Ghafurim, anything good that has been said, it is directly from you. Ya Ghafurim, Ya Allah, have an impact on our hearts. Have an impact on our hearts, Ya Ghafurim, have an impact on our hearts. Ya Allah, accept this short khidmat, Ya Ghafur Rahim, Ya Allah, make it a means of your eternal pleasure, Ya Allah, in maghfirah in the akhirah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim, wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Subhanaka rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun alal mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Shalom.